individual Christians, because of what we're seeing in our world right now, and certainly congregations, they need to become more familiar with the Old Testament. It's time to go back and once again take a fresh look at the Old Testament prophets. Sin, righteousness, and what happens when people are willing to sow bad things and expect good consequences. We need to be more aggressive when it comes to waking people up to sin and its consequences. What it will do to a nation, but more importantly, what it will do to a person's eternal soul. We need individuals who will stand up and try to shake our nation up, turn it right side up versus the wrong side. We need to be telling and showing people that they are lost. We have the world focused right now on a lot of different messages. We might say a lot of different gospels. But for the Christian, we know that there is only one gospel, and that's the gospel from God. It is the gospel which talks about God's love and God's graciousness, God's mercy, God's kindness, but those things are only available to the people who repent. In the afternoon lesson, we want to take a look at Jeremiah chapter 6. But Jeremiah 5 says that we want to search after God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. If God were searching for that one righteous person, or 10 or 100 righteous people in our area, would he be able to look at you and look at me and say, yes, there is one. Count him, count her, count them. Are we going to be that light that's so desperately needed in society? I'm persuaded that as a lot of people go through life, we talk about being an average person. As people go through life, they think about the firefighter, and they sometimes say, we're so thankful for our firefighters. We're so thankful for our EMTs. We're so thankful for our doctors. We're so thankful for our nurses. We're so thankful for our mayor or our governor or our president. And we never see our importance as a Christian. This morning and this afternoon, I hope that we begin to realize that if we are a faithful child of God, there is no one on this planet that is more important than we are. If you're going to live that faithful Christian life, be like that person that Jeremiah would have found as he is told to go and search to and fro the city of Jerusalem. You might be a housewife. You might be a factory worker. You might be someone who, if you leave that job in the factory, they've got someone else that's ready to step into the job, and you say, they're not going to miss me. They may not at the plant, but God will. There is no occupation, if we can use that word, in life that is more important than being a faithful Christian. There is no task more important in life than being a faithful child of God. It will help us individually. It will help us nationally. It helps us in every possible way. God's challenge to us is to be that kind of person where if a city were dependent on one righteous person being there to prevent the whole place from being eliminated, it would be spared. If you're a Christian, are you trying to live that Christian life where God would say, I will spare this city because of you? If you can't say, my name wouldn't be in that blank, what will it take for that to happen? That's God's will for you, to get to that point in your Christian life. If you are there, encourage others to get their name there as well. It's our job as a Christian, today, tomorrow, every day that we have. Someone says, well, I'm not even a Christian. Okay. There's still room for you. If you believe in Christ, that's the beginning spot. But there has to be that repentance. Can't be like the people in Jerusalem, Jeremiah chapter 5. There's got to be that decision to leave behind sin. There's the confessing. And then finally, to have all that stuff from the old life washed away. The Bible talks about being baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:27, for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. And once that's done, we walk in the newness of life. We're like that person that Jeremiah was looking for so long ago and couldn't find. Will we be that person if we become a Christian? Do we want to become that kind of person? If so, this morning we'd like to help you do that. Or if you've been weak in your Christian life, and we can encourage you and strengthen you to be like that kind of person that Jeremiah was looking for, will you let us know what we can do for you as we stand and sing the selected song?
See the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is.